Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo on Memorial Day, Monday. This is program number 678. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. I've got a very strong message from the Lord today. I've got letters and two fabulous songs, gospel songs for you. So let's pray now, though. Let's go to the throne. The Lord's throne is inside of our heart if we're really true born-again Christians. And Lord, but he's in heaven. You know, the Lord is everywhere. He's everywhere in the universe, everywhere. He's controlling everything except human beings. We have to, Father God, we have to control ourselves. We have to make ourselves be disciplined. We have to make ourselves be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. That means we have to discipline ourselves to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. We have to discipline ourselves to eat half as much as we're eating if we want to lose weight. We have to discipline ourselves and make up our minds if we're not going to eat certain foods. And we have to discipline ourselves to get up and work out a little bit every day, because we can live a lot longer, even though I believe that you're coming back to earth again very soon. But still, the quality of life that you want us to live is a godly life, a life that has you in us, a life that is disciplined by the Holy Spirit. And we can do anything we want, but it is much better to discipline ourselves to do the things that you say that we ought to do. Lord God, anoint this service. Anoint it and bring forth things that I have no idea what you're going to bring forth any more than I do on any message. I start out a certain way and you just turn it wherever you want it to go. And therefore, Father, souls will be saved. Open up everybody to hear their ears out in radio land, and destroy every work of Satan. Bind Satan. We're the ones that bind it here on earth by preaching your word. To bind things on this earth, to bind the devil on this earth, we have to preach the gospel and explain it to people. So this is what binds Satan. And whatsoever we bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. But whatsoever we don't bind will be loosed. And whatever is loosed here on earth, you'll just let it be loosed. And that's why we're going to stand at the judgment bar of God, or the mercy seat of Christ, on the last day. And we're going to be responsible for the people on this earth. We're going to be responsible to Christians and to the unsaved. Because, Father, you have told us that it's our responsibility. You're pouring out your Spirit upon all flesh through us. And if we are not willing to allow you to use us as a vessel to do these things, well, then we will not have a good judgment. We will not be able to enter heaven. You did not call us to have sex out of wedlock. You did not call us to be homosexuals or lesbians. You did not call us to be murderers. You did not cause us to worship Satan, but you called us to worship you and to serve you with all of our hearts, all of our hearts, all of our souls, and all of our minds, and all of our strength. And Lord, we ask that you put this into people's hearts and their spirits today as never before. Let them know, Father God, that you're a God that is very much alive and that you're everywhere. And you know everything. And you know everything that we're going to do and the things that we've done in the past and the things that we're purposing in our hearts to do today and tomorrow and the next day. Lord, the whole creation is suffering now under the elements of this world and the powers that in this world that are the weak and beggarly powers, but Lord, they're oppressing people throughout the world. There are sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, pestilences, and all the plagues that are plaguing the earth right now. And it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse and worse, you promised. So what we're seeing today is nothing in comparison to what's coming. Thus saith the Lord. Lord, so bring and reveal these things. Bring them out in this message today. And block the doors of Satan. Rebuke him, bind him. Lord, we bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And in the blood of Jesus. And close every door to him, Father, and open every door to us and bless us richly as you have promised. Heal us all. Heal all of our sickness, diseases, and infirmities. But Lord, let it always be reminded from your word and from your spirit and from the word that we've received into our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Lord, that we are to serve you and to not covet and to not commit adultery or fornication. Lord, come against these demons that are in people. Cast them out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that souls will be saved. And Lord, that the church, the mighty body of Christ, the army of born-again Christians, shall be strengthened and given boldness and not fear, but be very bold in the name of Jesus, I pray. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
All right. Now here, as I said before, is my favorite. I believe he's just my favorite because I remember when I was first born again that I used to listen to Elvis sing gospel songs. And here's one of his very best. It's called Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Precious Lord, lingering here, baby, my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand. Precious love, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand.
There's no possible way that we could make it in this world today. Going in the being in the ministry for almost 44 years now, it'll be 44 years in September. Yeah, I really need the hand of the Lord to lead me home. I've got to stay in to the Word of God because I don't know if everybody in the world wants to go to hell. Well, at least I want to preach the gospel to you, because that's all I'm required to do. I'm just to preach it to you, and if you don't believe it, well then, you know, you're going to hell. And to me, I won't remember you at all. I'll be in heaven, and all things that are unpleasant, there'll be no unpleasant thing in heaven. No thoughts, even if your loved ones fall away from the Lord. We won't remember them, because there's only joy in heaven. There's nothing but joy. There's nothing but happiness, joy, and we have no remembrance of things, of lost ones. The Lord just takes that all out of our brains. We're not able to remember. Now, when I was reading from the 11th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians yesterday, I only got as far as verse 1, chapter 11, verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I, the Apostle Paul, also am of Christ. Be followers of me. Well, because I am keeping the Word of God, and the Word of God is in me, and so I'm following, I am of Christ, the Word of God. Now, I was talking about these things. The Lord started bringing scriptures from here and there in the Bible. And one of the things was that there's no life on other planets. This seems to be of keen interest to people. I don't know if they've read through the first three, four chapters of Genesis, they'll see that there's no life on any other planets, that the Lord put everything in the heavens and on the earth and in heaven for us, for man, because we're in his likeness and image. Where was that verse again, Sharon? You the one that thought it was the third chapter or what?
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse what?
14 and 15, actually.
14 and 15. So we're just going to do a little review of that again, that there is no life, folks, that God put all the heavenly galaxies and everything in the heavens for us. And you say, well, what are you? You're very arrogant. No, I'm arrogant because God makes me arrogant. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. So therefore, I'm very happy and proud to be a child of God. I'm not proud to have, when I see people being sent on a war that we started, and then say that they gave their lives for us. No, they went over there and were sent by this satanic Roman Catholic cult, child molesting and homosexual government over there to be killed. And I just don't think there's anything proud. These poor men and women, they went over there, they didn't realize what a bunch of lice the world government is. And they started that war because Satan wants to destroy all humanity. He wants to destroy this world. The Bible says that he made the world a desolation. And that's what's happening. And the whole world believes they are deceived by him. And how could they be deceived? The Bible says that the things in the world, that Satan's deception would be so strong that even the very elect would be deceived, if possible. And that possibility exists only if we are not reading the Word of God and seeking him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the first commandment, to seek God, to serve him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you're not doing that, well, you're going to be ignorant and listen to all these satanic beings. Satan's been given a mouth. And all these satanic beings in the media that tell you, and also Rome that says, it's okay to believe in aliens from other planets. That goes to show, if you can't understand from the Word of God that that's not possible, well, then you're just deceived. Just as the Bible says that you will be in the last days, and that you are. Because look at the billions and billions of dollars that are going into these rockets and into the science, falsely so-called, of getting them in the air. And yet, there's no life on any other planet. None whatsoever. So read that again, Sharon.
Genesis chapter 1, verse
14. God put those galaxies, the sun, the moon, the stars in the sky, for mankind, for us. And Eve is the mother of all people. She's the mother of all people. So there's no, she wasn't on Mars or the moon or any place. Kept saying the man in the moon, and these Martians are coming. People committed suicide when Orson Welles did that program. They wouldn't have done that if they would have known what the Bible says, if they would have believed these two verses. Man is made in the image and the likeness of God. And God respects his own image and likeness so much that he put everything in the universe for us, for our necessities. The sun, to make things grow and rule over the day, and the moon, to controlling the tides and everything, and the stars and the different planets for us. Read it, Sharon.
And God said...
Yeah, tell them what the chapter. Chapter 1, verses what?
14.
And?
15, and it continues through 17. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night.
That's what it's for. Not to have other people on the planet. You actually think there's a God, the sun. Don't worship the creation of God. Worship him. He who created it all. Because he's the one with the power. Those planets don't have any power but to give us light during the day and to light moonlight. And all the planets to give us signs and seasons and all these other things. I explained that in yesterday's message. Okay, then what?
And let them be for signs and for seasons.
So, to note when to plant. And to know, if you're lost at sea, you can figure, they know, these people know the stars, astronomy, where they can be guided by the stars as to where they're going. Then what?
And for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven.
That's it, they're not for life, because God created man here on earth. And then he made a woman out of a rib, of his rib. God took a rib out of him and made a woman. And then what?
Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so.
Why just the earth? Because that's where he has his image and likeness, folks. There's God never made any weird-looking beings. Anytime you see weird-looking beings... And if they're saved, they can still be saved. And they won't look weird in heaven. They'll be beautiful. So even people that say, I despise the way God made me, I don't like the way he made me look, you will look beautiful if you are saved and you accept the rules and regulations, the ordinances of God. You keep his commandments, you walk in the Spirit, you walk after the Spirit of life, eternal life in Christ Jesus. Then what, Sharon?
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
That's all. He didn't have to create people and everything the way you want him to have done. He doesn't do things the way you want him to. You make a, you know, good business for movie makers to make movies that have Martians and all these type of things. I know some dwarfs that they always hire to be in these movies about Mars and different planets. But there's no such thing as life on other planets. That's no such thing. And you'll see. And if they found life on another planet, I'll tell you what, I'll eat the Bible without salt and pepper, without Worcestershire sauce, without A1, anything. I eat it without ketchup. Okay? I'm that sure of the Word of God. You people have doubt in your heart because you don't want to receive these scriptures that we are made in the likeness and image of God, and that he made all these things for us, and he made us so he could live in us by the Spirit. He made us in his exact image so that he could fit in us like a glove. No other creature on the face of this earth, and there is no other creatures anywhere else, is made in the image and likeness of God except we humanoids. I mean, you're talking humanoid type stuff from other planets, and you like to meditate on other planets and in the cosmos and all this sort of thing. But you're on a bad trip, because you're going to find out when you stand before the Lord that his word will stand and nothing else. Everything else is sinking sand. Okay, finish.
And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that we don't have to think about other beings on other planets. Oh, you might have a heart attack, you know, but Satan can show you visions of different things like that. Now, after this happened, one of the people came and told me that there's an article that the Vatican is saying it's okay to believe in these different people from other planets. Let's hear some of that. What is the name of the article and where was it?
Okay, it's called Vatican Says It's Okay to Believe in Aliens.
Yeah, and they also say it's okay to be homosexuals. They also say it's all right that they own all of our children and that they can, and it's all right to molest children. And they said that it was in the early fall that there's going to be some terrorism going on. And the minute that I read that, I knew that they were the ones that were doing it. And how do I know that? Because God said that the Vatican is the mother of every abomination. It says that this cult in Rome is the false prophet, and that the governments, all the governments combined together, the one world government, is the beast that enforces the evil things that this false prophet, who is powered by that great red dragon, the devil, tells him to do. And then the media, Satan was given a mouth to be able to say these things, to brain damage you, to keep, it's not brainwashing, it's brain dirtying you, so that you can't go to heaven. Satan knows he's going to hell in the lake of fire, and all of his evil angels that were cast out of heaven with him. He knows that. But you people are deceived. You don't know that. And that's why the Lord has sent me into the world to preach the truth to you, to make all the crooked things that are being said, to make them clear, to make them straight, the crooked words that they say, to make God's words straight into your hearts and spirits, your souls, your mind, so that you can be saved. Because Satan doesn't want you to be saved. Okay, now, when they said that there is going to be in the early fall a disaster, that there's going to be terrorism, I used to go to the cafeteria. When they hit the World Trade Centers, there wasn't a soul in the malls. They scared you. That's what they want you to do, is to be in fear of them. But the Bible says that you're not to fear him that could kill your body, but fear him who can kill your body and send your soul to hell. That's God. So I went, I told my driver, come on, I want to go down to the mall, get something to eat at the cafeteria. Well, the cafeteria's not there anymore, but we went down there and there wasn't a soul in the mall. And there was like two people working in the cafeteria. They couldn't even talk anybody to going in. The food tasted horrible because their cooks wouldn't even come to work. They were so afraid. The Lord says for us to fear him. And that's what he's doing right now, is trying to instill fear into the hearts of you people, because he's showing that his power is greater than the Antichrist cult in Rome, and all of the people of the world, the government, the beast, and the media, because they can't do anything when he comes through town and tears the town to ribbons. They say, I've done a lot of building before, and they say, it even knocked down brick houses. Brick houses are not strong. All that is a veneer on the outside of the house. It's just lumber in there. Now, if it's concrete block, you can put rebar in there and pull it full of concrete and sink it 6 feet down into the ground, and that'll have some power in it. But brick, that's nothing. And even God, if you think that a concrete block, a wall, or a concrete block place with rebar in it, he'll take those walls, just like he did the walls of Jericho, and smash them to pieces and come inside and get you. Now, that's the real God. Okay, now let's read what this cult says. Start from the top again. The Vatican says that you can believe in aliens when the Bible says there's none. That should show you, there's so many things that should show you that this Catholic cult and all the people that have united themselves with it are phonies. They're liars. They're devils. And there isn't any worse thing that you can call a person but a devil. And that's what they are. You call me a devil and you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit in me is not the devil. The Spirit in me is the Lord. So be careful if you want to be talking about me too bad, because you're going to pay for it eternally. There's no forgiveness for blasphemy of the Holy Spirit in this world or in the world to come. All right, now let's read it.
Vatican says it's okay to believe in aliens. This is by Ariel David. It's on Associated Press, news.aol.com.
Yeah, the mouth of Satan. The mouth of Satan. The Associated Press is misdirecting you to believe in God. No, don't believe in God, and don't believe in Tony Long or anybody that's preaching the gospel, because we're telling you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're telling you, that I'm telling you. And they say, no, I believe in aliens. Get your mind off the Lord. Get your mind off of Tony. Get your mind off of Jesus. Get your mind off of God, is what they're telling you. Get your mind off of the Word of God, because if you do, then you won't be saved, and you'll go to hell with us. And Satan's sitting like one of these vultures on a telephone wire, clapping his wings and laughing at you idiots. Okay, go ahead.
Believing that the universe may contain alien life does not contradict a faith in God.
Oh, is that right? Give me scripture and verse quickly. Scripture and verse quickly, you lying devils. What else?
Believing that the universe may contain alien life does not contradict a faith in God, the Vatican's chief astronomer said in an interview published Tuesday.
Oh, I'd like to meet this chief astronomer. Where are you? What's his name? Come on, my name's Tony Alaba. What's your name, chief astronomer? Huh? I think, what is it, Donald Duck or what? You people are Disneyland. You're like a comic book. But you're not funny. You're sending people's souls to hell. Okay, then what?
The Reverend Jose Gabriel Funes.
The Reverend. Oh, I see. Okay, what else?
The Jesuit director of the Vatican Observatory was quoted as saying, "The vastness of the universe means it is possible there could be other forms of life outside Earth."
Not according to the first chapter of Genesis. Amen?
Amen.
So why don't you people close that demonic place down? Of course, you're not going to until God comes and throws you to hell. These different earthquakes that are happening all over the world now and hurricanes can come and blow your stinking cesspool right off the map. I pray that you people will repent before it happens. Because after it happens, you're not going to come back and do it again. We live once. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. There's no more necessary to that article. What's the next line?
How can we rule out that life may have developed elsewhere?
We can only rule it out by the Word of God. By the Word of God, it tells you plainly that those planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, are just put there for lights unto the earth and for times and for seasons. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so, these phonies, how can a homosexual and a child molester prophesy the truth? Because they are totally anti-God's truth. They're anti the truth. They are chaff. They're goats. They're not wheat and sheep. They're goats and chaff to be burned. What else does it say?
Just as we consider earthly creatures as a brother and sister, why should we not talk about an extraterrestrial brother?
Oh, well, should they be homosexuals like you guys over there? Huh? The child molesters? God, let's hope that this is, we know for sure that it's not happening. But how can a homosexual or a child molester be prophesying anything? They're anti-Christ. They're anti what the Bible says. Then what?
It would still be a part of creation, unquote.
No, it wouldn't be a part of creation because God said what he created and what he created it for. He did not create the other planets for people to live on. He created them for lights. To light the earth, no other place, the earth, amen?
Amen.
Well, you say the light from the sun lights up the moon. Well, that's true. But there's no life there, and there's no life on the sun. And the light is the Word of God, actually. It's brighter than the sun, and it's more sure than the sun. One of these days, the sun will be blotted out, and the moon will turn to blood. You believe that? Oh, I don't think you do. If you believe in Martians and in other beings other than ourselves here on Earth, so far as intelligent beings that are able to look and be like God, there's nothing like us anywhere. Now, that's why David said, "What are we? That you pay attention to us. Why are you focused on us, Father? Why are you so set on us? It's because we are in his image and likeness. And because he lives in us, if we're saved, and he is continuing his work in us here on earth. What is man that thou art mindful of him?" I paraphrase a lot. But that's what he says. Mindful of us. So mindful that he made only us and nothing on any other planet. Because he has great respect for his word. In other words, his son. Jesus Christ, and he made us in his image. Jesus is the only part of the Godhead that has an image. God has no image because he's spirit. And he is truth. Christ came into the world to bring power and truth to us. And so we have this truth. Now we have to believe it. Believe on the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But these heretics, it's just amazing that people can still receive the heresy that they're preaching. Then what else?
In the interview by the Vatican newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano.
Oh, Romano. L'Osservatore. It's with Chilo Rivolto. Oh, my God. It gets me so excited to hear these names, my God, that makes them holy. Let me tell you something. The Lord never spoke Latin, okay? He spoke Hebrew and Aramaic. But this Roberto, he's not Italian, the Lord, and he's not Latino. He created him, but he's not one. He's a Jew. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is a Jew. And he has much to say about this satanic cult in Rome and all those that follow them. Go ahead. Yeah, you know, when he says that this great situation would happen in the fall, that there would be terrorism as never before, like these homosexuals are prophets. No, they knew that they were going to do it. That's why they were able to prophesy it. Now, like I could, you know, like any person could say, the house on 5th and Main, or the buildings on 5th and Main are going to blow up in the early fall. So whoever prophesies that, you better guard those buildings down there because, or there's going to be damage in Los Angeles. We heard it from the Lord. No, they were told to do it by the devil, is what it is. What magazine was that in? It was in one of these throwaways. The Sun magazine. I told everybody in our church, there's definitely going to be some terrorism. And there was none before that. But after that, it's just nothing but terrorism. But now God's sick and tired of those people, and he's pouring out terrorism on the earth. The people, they had pictures of these people in China. Wow, they were screaming their heads off. You could see their twisted faces because they bowed down before this obesely fat statue, Buddha. And you wonder why there's this big earthquake and there's 60,000 people dead, 65, and they expect it to could go up to 100,000 people. Well, don't you think when the Lord hits the Vatican that it's very, he could do it so fast, they will, all those homosexuals and child molesters, I can just see them molesting a child in their little private chambers over there and an earthquake like that hits and their depraved souls leave their bodies and is spirited down into hell and the lake of fire. And they're going to be there forever, folks. If it was for a day or two, you know, a little vacation, that maybe wouldn't be so bad. That'd be plenty bad. But, man, to be there forever and ever and ever, it never stops. Okay, what else?
Funes said that such a notion, quote, doesn't contradict our faith, unquote.
Not your faith, but it contradicts the Bible, which makes you the Antichrist. Okay, anti-God. Anti-God's word, anti-Christ. Christ is the word, you're Antichrist. And so the Antichrist is here on earth now, folks. He's here on earth. So what are you going to do? Huh? I'm asking you. I don't hear any answers. Is that because I'm not wired with you people? You're clowns, idiots. Okay, then what?
The aliens would still be God's creatures.
Oh, they would. Yes. And he could make them with look like Elmer Fudd, or he could make them have big ears like Bugs Bunny. And wouldn't that be great if we could have alien friends? So long as they're not homosexuals and child molesters, though, right? Huh? My God, you know, the pictures they draw of these weasels, because Satan sends some images like that in their brain. And he also sends images of Mary bleeding and so on. So she never bled for you and died for you, nor was she resurrected from the dead. Go ahead.
Ruling out the existence of aliens would be like, quote, putting limits on God's creative freedom, he said.
Oh, creative freedom. He told us what he created and why he created it. There's no limitation to see you people. You figure homosexuality and child molesting is okay. Yeah, this half-dead pope that came into the United States, you know, he acted so... so weak and so, you know, humble, and we're going to rule about all these homosexuals in our church and these child molesters instead of turning them over or putting them out of that cult, but they don't do that. Then what?
The interview headlined, quote, "The extraterrestrial is my brother," unquote, covered a variety of topics, including the relationship between the Roman Catholic Church and science.
It is not a church, and science is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That's science. That's real science, okay? And then what?
And also the interview covered the topic of theological implications of the existence of alien life.
There is no alien life. Okay, and I know that the Roman Catholics would only hope that they're homosexuals and lesbians, if there was, but there's no such thing. So you're the ones that the Lord has targeted because of your evil. Then what?
Funes said science, especially astronomy, does not contradict religion.
Oh, well, we don't have religion over here. We have salvation, and we have the Word of God. You have a false religion, which is powered by Satan. And therefore, you're not worth listening to. And I believe that's why most of the Catholic people have stopped going to your cult. I've seen many of those cult offshoots around the country, and they're empty, and not even one soul inside of them. I've been to them out in Omaha, Nebraska, where they have the Creighton University, and they have a large cult, what they call church there. We went in there one night just to look and see, and there was nothing in there. There was just a horrible stench of sulfur in the place, like somebody had eaten too many beans. Okay, what else?
Funes touched on a theme of Pope Benedict XVI, who has made exploring the relationship between faith and reason a key aspect of his papacy.
Okay. Papacy. Pap means a woman's breast. And so papacy means woman's breast. Read that back again.
Funes touched on a theme of Pope Benedict XVI, who has made exploring the relationship between faith and reason.
Okay. Faith and reason. We're not to have our own reason. The Lord wants us to put on the mind of Christ. not to reason with our mind. He says that we have to keep the entire Word of God into our mind. And this Pope himself is a homosexual. And God only knows how many children he's molested in his lifetime. Then what?
The Bible, quote, is not a science book, unquote, Funes said.
It is 100% scientific. There's no science in this world. You want to call it science that somebody made a television set? If man can do something like that, what do you think God is capable of doing? And if a man can go to the moon, God gave him the brain to be able to do things like that, just like in the where they were building the Tower of Babel. And they were trying to build a tower up to heaven. And the Lord said, let us confound them. His Father was talking to His Son. The Holy Spirit was talking to Him. Together they had a conference. Let's confound them. So they whipped different languages on all the people in the world. And that's not reasoning. That's the Word of God. You just put it in your mind and don't listen to fantasy any longer. Fantasy, believing in fantasy, is not going to get you to heaven. Not at all. Then what?
He added that he believes the Big Bang Theory is the most reasonable explanation for the creation of the universe.
Okay, right there he's denying the actual creation of the universe. God said He created it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He said, let there be light, and there was. He created everything with His Word. And read that again so you can see how what heretics they are there. And these are their experts, folks. Go ahead.
Funes added that he believes the Big Bang Theory is the most reasonable explanation for the creation of the universe.
Okay, so where did I tell you that evolution came from? It came from the devil. It came from his cult in Rome. And there it is right there. They're spelling it out to you. So you're not going to have any excuse when you stand before the judgment bar of God, the great white throne. When the Lord says, hey, this was my word here, you didn't believe it. No excuse whatsoever. The Big Bang Theory. That's all it is a theory. I could come up with a better one than that. I can have a better theory if I was going to believe in theories. I think I would rather believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
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 I don't believe in theories. To hell with theories. They say to hell with the U.S. Constitution. I say to hell, if you don't repent, to hell with you. All right, then what?
The Big Bang Theory says that the universe began billions of years ago in the explosion of a single super dense point that contained all matter.
Yeah, and so there was like beetles and bugs and bears and giraffes and monkeys. And all these different things, including you idiots. All right. You're going to get a big bang one of these days. Then what else?
But he said he continues to believe that, quote, God is the creator of the universe and that we are not the result of chance, unquote.
Okay, well, how could he be the creator of the universe if you can't believe, you can't sit down with the Lord and with devils? The Lord says it's not a Big Bang thing. He spoke the entire universe and everything in it into being with His Word. And so that eliminates theory, Big Bang theory. And they say that wouldn't take anything away from God because what they're doing, it's like taking a Coca-Cola and then pouring just one Coke and putting it in a big basin and then pouring a couple of gallons of water in there. It's no longer a Coke, is it?
No.
It's nothing. It's just a little water that's diluted. What they're doing here, if that statement is attempting to dilute the Word of God, when the actual earth keeps spinning around because of the Word of God. Well, I'm going to have to stop here with this nonsense of these people here. Now, we have some letters, don't we?
Yes.
So let's hurry.
Mankato, Minnesota.
Okay.
Says, Dear Pastor Alamo, I have read Dry Bones in our newspaper. Please send me any information about your ministries. Also, I would like the booklet Messiah and more about your messages on CD and tape. If you have a newsletter, I would like my name on your mailing list. Thank you.
Why don't you turn to our website? What's the website? Tell them on the...
AlamoMinistries.com.
Yeah, just punch in AlamoMinistries.com and you got us. All the newsletters, all the messages that I preach, and much more, and then a lot more. Okay, then what else?
And she ends, God bless, Jerry Brosh from Mankato, Minnesota.
Okay, and we have another one?
Yes, from Wenchigana. Respected and beloved pastor, greetings to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I cherish your effort immeasurably to God Almighty and to the people of my country, Ghana, to be precise. For this I say, kudos and thanks to you and your family. Also, thank you so much for the Bible and the literature you sent to me. I, together with my co-evangelists, have read through each copy of the literature, and I was very much happy to have them. We have almost finished distributing them. Pastor, my people over here are still in dire need of your literature and some Bibles. The people who have received your literature, their lives have been transformed tremendously. This has gingered those who have gotten access to the literature to be trooping day in and day out on my doorstep looking for some. Due to the pressure they exert on me, it has compelled me to start making photocopies of your literature, but their numbers are so great that I have now run out of money. Therefore, please send me at least 300 copies of your literature and some Bibles to distribute so I can stop the photocopying.
I'll send them 1,000 of all of the literature, okay? These people sound like they're really doing a great job. Okay, then what else?
Pastor, please remember me in your daily prayers, for in the villages I go to, witchcraft is so rampant over here that sometimes after returning from some of the villages, I experience many strange things on my way down.
Yeah, the Vatican is where witchcraft and black magic comes from. That's where it comes from, folks. Then what else? That's satanic. Those are satanic spirits. Then what?
But I know and am very sure that as days follows nights, our God will not forsake me. It is my candid hope that I will see you and your ministry and worship with you and have doctrinal tutelage from you so that I can come back and witness to my people. May the Almighty Father grant you good health and prosperity in all your undertakings. Your son in Christ, Foster Fum, from Wenchigana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Okay, well, God bless you, and we're going to do everything in our power to help you. And let's just do that. Answer their prayers. Because the Lord has given us the ability to be able to answer people's prayers. He uses us to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And He uses us also to feed other pastors so that they can do the same. And He's doing the same thing with you folks out there. He wants you to accept Him so that you can be a vessel that is used by God Himself. So that you can unmask Satan in this last time. Well, the time is up, and so it's time to pray. Now, those of you that want to be part of God's heaven, to be members of Christ's body, to be members, the fullness of God Himself, where He lives in you, and He won't hurt you, He'll never hurt you, if you're just complying with what He says. If you don't, well, then, you're doing that to yourself. So say this prayer. Say, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. As a matter of fact, He is the Word of God come to this world. And I believe that you, Father, that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all our former sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and give all the glory unto Him. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program number 678. It's free, including postage and handling. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another message, a powerful message that's telling you the truth on how to get into the straight and narrow way by the power of God, and so you can go to heaven and be there forever. Now, the Bible says that heaven is so high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it, so wide you can't get around it. And the Bible also says that Christ is the door. You've got to come in at the door through Christ. There's no other way that a person can be saved but through Christ. There's no other way on this earth. Now, here's Elvis Presley to sing, So High.
It is so high.
So high, you can't get over.
So wide. It is
wide,
so low,
you can't get
out. You might as well
come in at the door.
Well, I went down in the valley, you know I did, I wore that every day. My soul got happy in the valley, you know I stayed right there all day. It is high, it is wide. I know it's so low. You might as well
come in at the door.
Well, I been to heaven, but I haven't told. The streets are pearl. You know the mighty, mighty, mighty gates are gold. It is high.
So low.